This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Well, here we are, July 5th, 2018. Another epic July 4th has come and gone. And never has it been more clear where the stakes are for humanity. But I want to make a point. There's a Churchill quote, I'm paraphrasing it, that many people get hit by history. They get run over in the street by huge, big, epic developments, and they kind of dust themselves off and ignore the point in history that they're in. But there are other people that get hit by destiny and hit by history, and they get up and it changes the course of their lives and countless other people's lives. And so I want people to remember that the hundreds of millions that died under communism and the tens of millions that died under fascism and other cults and permutations of governmental control and societal mental illness manifest by government, that we are on the precipice of a new global revolution, a new renaissance. And we're actually, because of other people's work before us, sitting on a great brain trust of human liberty, and that we've got a chance to fight for freedom when the odds are actually on our side if we realize it. And we've got to look back on those that didn't have a chance to win, but took action and did what was right because it was about their soul and about the spiritual, cultural, human decision they were making. And that's why they were fulfilled. So again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to thank you all for your prayers. I want to thank you all for what you've done against the bullies and the peer pressure over the years. Because if it wasn't for you, and if it wasn't for everything you've done, we wouldn't be here. Many of those people aren't here today that stood up for what was right. But in their gut, they believed in you, and they believed in me, and they believed that we could build a better future. They had goodwill towards people. They didn't want to use the fact that they had more knowledge than the average person to control that person. They didn't want to use the fact that they understood how the game was played to then set up a little secret cabal and feed on people. They had the true vision of human empowerment and the true mastery to empower others and bring them to the next level. They were Christ-like in their duty, in their focus, in their sacrifice, in their commitment. And so that's why it's obnoxious, it's flagrant, it's arrogant, it's narcissistic, it's satanic to make the victories we're having about Trump or about InfoWars or about anybody else. It's about you and your awakening and the decisions you've made. So I just want to tell you, as we've passed through this July 4th, 2018, as the globalists launch their riots, their attacks and their lies and their moralizing, that have good cheer, my friends, because we're living in a time and age when the devil knows the time is short, so he sends the beast with wrath. And their whole world government system's here, the mark of the beast. It's going to be a lot of trials, a lot of tribulations, but we know the truth, and we know who wins, and we know where this all goes. And so that's a very positive fact to understand. All that matters is what you stand for. All that matters is not being a coward and not feeding on people that aren't as smart as you. And the minute you realize that, you're in God's arms forever. And these Satanists and these Crowleyites and these Democrats and these Chi-Coms and all these control freaks who want to control reality, who want to try to become a god because they merge with AI technology, they don't understand they already had a connection to God. They were already an expression of God's consciousness in the universe. There was no need to ever even do that. But that's why we have free will. Some people will fall to the lower dimension. Some people will rise and ascend towards a communion and a reunification with Christ. And that's the big choice. And that's why I know you've made the right choice. You're not going to find Christ in these whorehouse churches. That's where the literal globalists run the operation via the World Council of Churches. But you're going to find the real Christ in your heart, seeking after God and saying, I want to be a good person. I want to be just. I want to be honorable. I want to tell the truth. So again, are those of us here when we're seeing this great awakening the heroes? No. The heroes are those in communist China and North Korea and old Soviet Russia and in countless other places like Cuba that were tortured and murdered and killed and watched their children go to prison because they didn't deny God and the truth. And to them on this July 4th, I want to thank you all and thank you for 1776 worldwide. God bless you all. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Watson's about to get on. We only got two Skype lines, so we're going to get one of these great guys off and get Paul dialed in, about to take over. Finishing up, statements on just the epic moment in time. We're at Will Johnson of YonAmericaFirst.com.
Yes, thank you for having me once again. I really enjoy it. It's been a real honor. I would like to extend an invitation to you, Alex Jones, to come on my broadcast with me, if that's possible. You are either Owen or most definitely even Rob.
I want to come on your show anytime.
That would be absolutely phenomenal if you would join me. I just want to say, you know what? InfoWars is the tip of the spear. I think what you're doing is so heroic. It's just something that we all can look up to and admire, and that we have to get in this fight together. Sitting down is no longer an option. So I want to thank you for having me on, and Owen as well.
I want to thank you. God bless you. Let me just say something about Will Johnson, on AmericaFirst.com. See how humble he is? He's just as well-spoken, has just as much courage as I do. He heard what we were doing. He was already awake. He went out and took action. He's just here thanking us. Take the left. It's all about them, about their Satanism, about their personal power, about where they're going. They think they're ascending. They're sinking into hell. Christ is the way to get out of this, and we know that, and that's why they hate us, and that's why they're coming after us. That was Will Johnson leaving us. Joey Gibson, with your prayer vigils that get attacked by Antifa, again, tell us about that next event you've got coming up. Did you say August 5th?
August 4th.
August 4th, sorry.
Basically, the goal is this, is we respond by their violence with getting more people to show up. If we can flood the streets with thousands of people, you know, we know the support is out there. It's about inspiring them to actually go out there and stand up for what they believe in. Because the enemy, the elites, all these people at the top, they don't want us to stand up for what we believe in. They want us to remain silent. And Alex, if you can be there, you're the one guy that can, you know, bring thousands of people with you. And we'd love to have you. And I think it will make the event a lot more safe, because we can't trust the police if we just flooded the streets.
I want to go to all these events. Here's the thing. I'm here running these operations, and I'm every day getting important communiques of what we need to do, and then I want to do it. And then they've got me pinned down, because when I leave, they go after my family. I've got to take my family with me now everywhere. It's gotten really bad. I can't get into all that. I had to go off air yesterday because of it. So we need everybody's prayers here. I'm not complaining about it. I asked for all this, but I do need the prayers. So absolutely, Joey, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. Great job.
Thank you.
Well, and thanks to the support we get from our audience, you know, we have so many reporters now that we can actually send crews out to these events, get the footage. And that's the key, is to get the footage and just put a camera up to these people and just say, hey, What are you doing out here?
Oh, you know, I'm protesting the children being separated from children.
Oh, really? I guess you didn't care about it 8 years ago then.
What are you talking about?
Or whistleblowers have come out that Obama would put them with child traffickers and have them unvetted. Oh, that's here, just let kids cross the border and get in vans randomly. That's a great idea. Coyotes can just pick them right up on the Texas side.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what a wonderful idea. Violate federal law, yeah.
The parents send them here with, you know, plan
darker than night in a desert with rattlesnakes. Little kids come across with people who don't even know who the hell they are. Don't check anybody. Just here, come on in. Here.
I mean, sounds great. Open borders. Oh, but we don't want open borders. That's not what we want. Well, Alex.
But everyone has a right to just come on in, according.
But that's why you expose them. That's why you put them on camera. You show who they are. And then you have hashtag walkaway trend on.
Hey, look who that is right there. That's Paul Joseph Watson, the great, over there in the UK. Big article about Trump getting ready to come out about 9/11. That's all coming up. He's taking over in T-minus 2 minutes. But first, your announcement to the president that we've got here.
Well, you know, I wanted to do something special for President Trump for the 4th of July, and I noticed that he got snubbed by the Philadelphia Eagles. I couldn't believe it. He got snubbed by the Super Bowl champion Eagles, and he did not get his championship jersey. So I went ahead, and I ordered one for you, President Trump. This is your 4th of July present right here.
Mail that. I can get it delivered right to him.
It's the Eagles Trump jersey. I don't know why they didn't want to give it to you, but I had it made, President Trump. We've got it for you right here in the InfoWars studio. This is for you.
By the way, I've got a special address. I can mail him anything. Oh, put a little secret out. We'll mail that sucker right to right to him today.
this is for President Trump. Go America. Go Trump. Fly, Eagles, fly. We came into the segment. It wasn't even supposed to be that way with fly like an eagle. So here we are. President,
by the way, that wasn't even a setup. That just happened.
President Trump is flying like an eagle. He got snubbed by the Super Bowl champions. I'm not buying it. So I wanted President Trump to have his jersey here, recognized as President 45, the greatest president in modern history. And here is your Super Bowl champion Eagles jersey, President Trump. I hope this receives you well. And just you deserve it.
Notice that Lynch and all these top real liberals are saying Trump may be the greatest president ever. I mean, let me tell you.
Well, I mean, when history pans out, we can talk about that. But modern history, my life, not even close. No, there's no debate.
Yeah, he's already eclipsed Reagan. Because Reagan got shot in the first year to get him. All right, Paul Watson, you're taking over, my friend. Great job. We love you. We appreciate you. By the way, we have the new T-shirt we're selling because they have Impeach Trump 45 at Walmart. We have Re-Elect Trump at InfoWarsStore.com. Re-Elect 45. So it's Re-Elect, not the other one. That's now exclusively available. They're getting printed right here in Texas, shipped out next week. Get your order in now, InfoWarsStore.com. No reviews yet. We just launched today. And then we have Mean Like a Wolverine. It's not the Marvel comic Wimpy Wolverine. It's the Trump Wolverine. Can we pull that up? That's available at InfoWarsStore.com. So be sure and get those and fund the operation. Well, everybody have a great July 4th. And now the master of ceremonies for the 2018 July 4th is the Red Coat Supreme Leader, Paul Joseph Watson. My friend, please take over.
Thanks, Alex. Happy 4th of July. Yeah, I'm looking at these polls which have come out since the whole scandal over the border issue, which, of course, was the latest scandal that was supposed to sink President Trump for good. We have one every week from the mainstream media. But what's happened, this is really interesting, over the course of the past 2 weeks, just under, is that President Trump's approval rating, despite being relentlessly pounded by the mainstream media over this border enforcement issue, his approval rating, and this is Real Clear Politics headline, media failed. Trump's approval rating improved during manufactured border outrage. This is Real Clear Politics. Average of polls, poll of polls, it's gone up by 5 points. That's not even Rasmussen. You can't claim it's got Republican bias. This is the average of all the polls. His approval rating has gone up 5 points since this whole separating children from their parents scandal that was supposed to sink him. 5 point improvement, you drill down into this poll, a 10 point surge in support from, wait for it, Hispanic Americans. 10 point surge since Trump was supposedly finished with this big border scandal. His average has gone up 5 points during the establishment media's manufactured outrage.
So the manufactured media's propaganda is boomeranging. It's backfiring, is what you're saying, Paul.
Yes, they've got no platform, Alex. It's just constant hysteria. Remember that scream helplessly at the sky thing from last year?
No!
They're still on that, but then they're adding, oh, by the way, start attacking Trump supporters, start attacking Trump. And then you look at another poll, survey finds among white millennial men, 23% move from Democrats to GOP in the last 2 years. So they already lost 9% in millennial vote since 2016, which we covered before. Now another new poll has found that white millennial men, gee, I wonder why white millennial men are shifting over to the GOP when every single day the narrative is relentlessly white men are to blame for everything. You know, toxic masculinity, kill all white men trending on Twitter. So a 23% shift from Dems to GOP in the last 2 years. Article reads, the Democrats have been relishing their popularity with millennials for a variety of reasons. 55% of millennials voted for Hillary Clinton, 33% voted for Trump. But a new poll found that 23% have shifted, even though you've obviously still got overwhelming support for the Democrats. Among white millennial men, it shifted big time. A Pew Research study also found that millennials gave a 64% job approval rating to President Obama, but only 27 approval for Trump in 2018. But this goes alongside the ICE poll. Obviously, part of the freak out, part of the screaming helplessly at the sky, is this call to abolish ICE, which is also completely unpopular with the American people. 73% of swing voters oppose the abolition of ICE. This is a losing platform. It's just hysteria on steroids at this point, and it's going to backfire. It's going to fail. So we should be applauding them. We should be saying they should carry on with this hysterical rhetoric. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be back in...
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, Text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. It is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. We're talking about the reaction, the fallout to this scandal. This latest scandal, there's a new one every week, that was supposed to sink the Trump administration, the border patrol policy, the separation of children from their parents. We have a new poll out, which is a poll of polls, an average poll, headline, media fail, Trump's approval rating improved during manufactured border outrage. This is by John Nolte over at Breitbart. President Trump's job approval rating improved by 5 points during the establishment media's manufactured outrage over Trump continuing the Obama administration's policy of separating illegal alien adults from children at the border. Now, this is real clear politics. This is not Rasmussen, which they say, oh, that's Republican bias, even though literally almost every other poll oversamples Democrats. But this is real clear politics, poll of polls. Trump's approval rating rounded out on June 8th, Trump's approval rating rounded out to an average of 42%, while his disapproval rating averaged 54%. So back on June 8th, it was a 12-point gap. As of Monday, July the 2nd, yesterday, after 2 weeks of being pounded by the entire media over border enforcement, Trump's approval rating has climbed to 44% and his disapproval rating has dropped to 51%, a 7-point gap. So the margin between the two has improved by 5 points since this scandal, since the scandal they called Trump's Katrina, that would sink his presidency again for the 250th time over the past 18 months. Now, it goes on to point out that when you drill down into this poll, part of that improvement is due to a 10-point surge in support from Hispanic Americans. And John Nolte goes on to comment, imagine being the establishment media today. Imagine knowing you threw everything you had at the president, but you coordinated a perfect narrative storm using recordings of crying children and hoax photographs. Because obviously, if there's an audio tape of a child crying, that must mean we need to erase the border, right, and get rid of all laws. Imagine that you poured all your hopes, your dreams, and resources into manufacturing that one bulletproof story that would finally bring this guy down. And what happened in the end? Not only is Trump in better shape now than before this fake news jihad, the public is increasingly siding with him on border and immigration issues. So, yeah. They thought that this would be the one issue to sink Trump. It was a battle of the bulge, all-out assault by the media. What happened? Trump came out on top once again. This is why they seem to be just getting more hysterical, more out of control. And even though it doesn't work, and anyone from an objective, neutral, a zoomed-out perspective can see it's not working, it's only making swing voters more nervous about voting against Trump because they say, oh, my God, this is the other option. Complete hysteria, complete madcap behavior every single day, it's actually helping him. It's helping him in terms of white millennial men as well. As this headline out of Daily Wire discusses, survey finds among white millennial men 23% move from Dems to GOP in the last 2 years. So we had the millennial percentage shift, which we talked about a couple of months ago, which was 9%. Democrats have lost 9% millennial support since the 2016 election. Now the Guardian reports that a Reuters-Ipsos mega poll of 16,000 respondents found that in the last 2 years, support for Democrats among millennials plunged from 55 to 46%, while support for Republicans has only dropped from 28% to 27%. So in the last 2 years on top of that, support from white millennial men which of course Democrats have completely abandoned and basically blamed them for every mass shooting that's happened over the past year, has gone from the Democrats leading Republicans by 12%, this is again white millennial men, to the Republicans leading by 11% amongst white millennial men. So you've had a shift of 23% in support for white millennial men shifting from the Democrat side to the Republican side. And it's like, are they not reading these polls? Are they not reading about the fact that, well, they had a 13-14 point lead in the race for the House back in December? That's completely evaporated to either within the margin of error, or some polls show that Republicans are now ahead in the race for Congress in the midterms. I mean, are they not reading these polls? Do they just think that this endless wall of hysteria, this talk of civil war, this talk of confronting, getting in the face of Trump supporters and Trump administration officials, do they think that's actually working? Because it isn't. I'm telling you right now, it isn't working. None of the polls show it's working. So again, I've talked about this before, like with the David Hogg issue, for example. People were freaking out back a couple of months ago, 3 months ago, about trying to counter David Hogg's narrative. You don't need to counter his narrative. He's the biggest gun salesman of the year, bar none. Okay? They're shooting themselves in the foot at every available opportunity. They're scoring own goals. Don't interrupt the enemy when they're making a mistake. And it goes straight to the ICE issue as well. We've had, you know, Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is now on the rack. Bernie Sanders is too right-wing because he refuses to say that he wants to outright abolish ICE. Even as you have these hard-left protesters occupying ICE officers, in some cases throwing bricks, throwing stones at them. This is a headline out of Daily Caller. Abolish ICE, vandals throw brick through window of GOP office, leave graffiti message. This happened yesterday. Vandals threw a brick through the window of the Nebraska Republican Party's headquarters in Lincoln, Nebraska on Monday night. Again, this was abolish ICE protesters. We've had other events, including one in Philadelphia, which is ongoing right now, last time I checked at least. Protests turned violent as demonstrators arrested in front of Philadelphia ICE building. Protests turned violent as activists were taken into custody on the streets of Philadelphia today, as they were calling for the abolishment of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The protests are taking place in front of the ICE office in Center City. So they're out. They're getting rowdy. But again, you go back to the polls, which none of them seem to be looking at. This is a Harvest-Harris poll. Swing voters are overwhelmingly opposed to the Democrats' plan to end all immigration enforcement across the U.S. Nearly 3 in 4 swing voters, which is 73%, said they do not want ICE to be disbanded. Less than 30% of swing voters said they support the abolishment of ICE. Goes on to say, even Democrat voters are opposed to the abolition of ICE. Nearly 60% of Democrats said they do not want ICE to be disbanded. So again, every single poll you look at, these policies, this hysteria is not supported by the majority of the American people, or by even really a minority of swing voters. This is going to backfire on them horribly. They've lost the gap in terms of the massive lead they had for the House for the Congress race, and they've lost it in terms of white millennial men. And why do you think? It's because every single day the narrative is to blame white men for everything. In fact, there was a tweet about this where the individual put up this poll, 23% white millennial men move from Democrats to Republicans. Then he had a compilation of every single headline attacking white men as being responsible for literally every evil on the planet right next to it. The screenshot was literally like 5 images of condensed text that you would have to blow up to a full screen just to see every single instance of where the mainstream media, of where the hard left had blamed white men for literally every evil or every imagined evil in their hysterical worldview on the planet. So that's why they've lost that support. That's why they continue to lose support amongst everyone, even Hispanics, to the tune of 10% in terms of Trump over the past couple of weeks. We'll be back. This is the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Now, there's a very interesting article which came out yesterday, and it's up on Infowars.com. South Koreans revolt against the arrival of Muslim refugees. Now, this is not really an issue that you hear a lot out of in terms of Asian countries, because, of course, they have very limited, very strict immigration. But as soon as it came to the fore in terms of 1,000 asylum seekers from Yemen basically turning up on a South Korean resort island, they absolutely freaked out. They had 520,000. In fact, it's more now. It's probably closer to 600,000. Sign a petition. Over 500,000 signed a petition asserting that Muslim migrants don't integrate. This is South Korea. And they don't want their country to end up like the UK or Germany. They literally had signs out on the street saying, we don't want to be like Europe. In fact, I'm probably going to make a video about this, and I'll show you those signs probably tomorrow. But again, the controversy began when an influx of nearly 1,000 asylum seekers from Yemen. And to be fair, Yemen is in a civil war, so a lot of these people will genuinely be refugees, but some of them won't, because, of course, to afford to get a flight to South Africa from a country like Yemen, you have to be part of the middle class, really. You have to be of wealth simply to afford those travel costs. But they arrived on the South Korean resort island of Jeju because basically the government there, or the local government, changed the rules to say you didn't need a visa to go there on holiday. So they turned up as tourists, around 950 of them, the majority from Yemen. And of course, now that this has got press attention, you will get others turning up as tourists and abusing the rules to stay, because they get a one-month permit when they arrive as tourists, but then they immediately claim asylum. And of course, that process can take years while they remain in the country. And as we've seen in numerous other European countries, a sizable portion of these individuals just disappear and you never hear from them again. So they interviewed somebody called Hank Kim, who was the owner of the Core Travel Agency on that South Korean resort island. Basically, it's a holiday island. He said, the local people here are worried. We have read all about the problems that immigrants have caused in Europe, in Germany and France in particular, and we do not want that to happen here. This is one of the locals there. And he went on to emphasize that the limited amount of Muslim immigration they've had into South Korea, which is very limited compared to other countries in Europe, he said they all have big families and they bring their own culture instead of trying to adapt to the place where they live, which, of course, we know is true. Ghettoization, no-go zones across Europe. It's a common phenomenon. It's no longer denied. They once tried to claim it was a conspiracy theory. It got so bad. Ambulance crews, firemen were being attacked. Police were being attacked. Cars were being set on fire. Now they have to admit it's a reality in Sweden, in Germany, in all these other countries. So South Korea does not want to be like that. So over 120,000 people signed a petition. It's probably closer to 600,000 now, opposing the arrival of Muslim refugees. Then they had a protest in Seoul on Saturday, and that's from what I was talking about earlier with the signs. Literally, they were carrying signs that said, we don't want refugees. We don't want to be like Europe. We don't want to be like UK. We don't want to be like Germany. That's what those signs mean there that you're seeing right now in Korean. But there are also some in English off a different video, which I'm going to make a video about tomorrow, probably. So they also interviewed a professor, a Song Young Che, at the Center for Global Creation and Collaboration at Seoul's Sang-myung University, who attended the protest that I just mentioned. He said South Koreans wanted to avoid the same crisis that has befallen Europe, who opened their borders to European countries who opened their borders to mass Islamic immigration. He said, quote, you've seen on television just how many problems are caused when a country like Germany or the UK is relaxed about immigration and the damage it does to societies. I asked him what he was talking about in particular. He mentioned paedophile grooming gangs, which, of course, are a huge problem across the UK. They're not dealt with. In many cases, they actually arrest the people who blow the whistle on them. And he mentioned terrorism as well as two negative side effects that South Korea did not want to import. Don't see a lot of terrorism, or at least Islamic terrorism, in South Korea, do you? Don't see a lot of Islamic terrorism in Japan. Gee, I wonder why. Yeah, it goes back to the argument of, well, it's just a minority. Yeah, it only takes a minority. You look at every historical example, it only takes a minority for the problems to be huge. That's not the argument. It never has been. Now, this view that South Koreans share, and they're obviously, you know, racist for doing so, even though they're not white, is also shared by the majority of European citizens. We've talked about this poll before out of the Royal Institute of International Affairs, which is quite ironic because that's a big globalist group, which is probably pushing for mass immigration. 55% of Europeans, if you ask across the country, some countries it's more, some countries it's less. But the average is 55% of European citizens support a total ban on Muslim immigration. A total ban tomorrow on all Muslim immigration, the very thing that Trump mooted, that he suggested during his campaign run is supported by the majority of Europeans right now. Now, in South Korea, they had 9,942 people apply for refugee status last year. This year, that's doubled, according to the new statistics, because of programs like I mentioned earlier. But they only allowed 121 people to stay to claim asylum out of that near 10,000. So unlike European countries who basically accept way too many on quite dubious merits in a lot of cases, South Korea is saying no. The people of South Korea are saying no. Over 500,000 of them signed a petition saying no. And from what I've seen out of this story, it looks like the government is listening. They're going to cancel this ridiculous thing where you can just turn up as a tourist and then claim asylum on this South Korean island and then get shipped to the mainland. Looks like from the noises that they're making, they're going to stop this program. And South Korea has said no to mass Islamic immigration. That's not going to be in the news. It was in Deutsche Welle, which is a German publication. It was in, I think, the Korea Times. You don't see any discussion of this in a lot of big Western mainstream media publications, do you? Well, no, because they can't frame it as Islamophobia. They can't frame it as white supremacy or the far right, because it's happening in South Korea. Absolutely fascinating story. But again, par for the course when it comes to Asian countries, which obviously have very, very limited skilled immigration, which is what a lot of European countries want. And on that very subject, Italian Interior Minister Matteo Salvini calls for anti-immigration alliance across Europe. Of course, he's the leader of the Lega Party in Italy, which recently came to power, and is basically turning the boats back in Libya, stopping the taxi service, literally picking them up from 10 miles off the Libyan coast. So he spoke to 50,000 supporters at the Lega Nord Party conference recently and said, quote, "I think of a league of leagues in Europe which unites all the free movements that want to defend their borders and the well-being of their children." So he's already got common cause in many European countries right now, including Poland, Austria, Czech Republic, the Visegrad countries. So there really is a split between the likes of Germany and France, old Europe and Italy. And he's calling for that to be cemented, as we saw in Germany, where Merkel's interior minister basically revolted against her open border policies. It almost led to the collapse of Merkel's government. Now they've come to an agreement where they've basically closed the borders in Germany to a lot of these refugees. So everything is moving in the right direction in terms of border security and safety for a lot of European countries, which is why I say on a regular basis, a lot of good news coming out of Europe right now. Not so much good news coming out of Paris, which is now a complete dump. Thieves rip gold teeth from man's mouth on streets of troubled Paris no-go zone. Remember back in, I think it was 2015, after Charlie Hebdo, the mainstream media said, oh, there are no no-go zones in Paris. What are you talking about? Well, a 37-year-old man was the victim of a brutal attack Friday night in a Paris suburb, and several people robbed him of his phone and ripped out four of his gold teeth. Now, these teeth are worth about €50 each, is about $58. So they just ripped out four of his teeth, basically, so they could get their hands on $200 or less. Paris is a total dump. They've literally got migrants on the streets, on mattresses, soaring crime, sexual assaults. They made the wrong decision. Salvini, Italy, made the right decision, and hopefully other European countries will do the same. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be back. Infowars.com. Don't go away.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
This is the final segment of this fourth hour. War Room is coming up next. Before we get into a few final headlines, I want to tell you about the great 4th of July super sale at InfoWarsStore.com. We're taking our country back from the hands of the globalist elite, and boy, are they panicked about it, to celebrate how far we've come since the election of President Trump and the progress of this new American revolution. We're bringing you powerful products and incredible discounts with free shipping. It is the second American Revolution 4th of July super sale at InfoWarsStore.com. A massive list of products with giant discounts. BrainForce Plus, 50% off. This is all with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 40% off with free shipping. That is low stock, so it's not going to stick around for long. We've got the Knockout Sleep Support at $17.76 only with free shipping while supplies last. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. The Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off. Super Female Vitality, 50% off. And all the Super Blue products also at 50% off, including the great fluoride-free toothpaste. You can also get Alexa Pure Breeze at $100 off with free shipping. And the storable food, 3-month supply, 50% off with free shipping. That is absolutely huge. They don't want you getting these products because, again, we're not dependent on big fat checks from globalists like George Soros. We're not dependent on a Middle Eastern dictatorship's funding us in return for free propaganda like CNN does. We're responsible and we're only beholden to you, the audience, the viewer, the listener, which is why we can't be controlled because you've been great in supporting us down the years by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, where we have the second American Revolution 4th of July super sale, ton of products at 50% off. Really important that you support us and continue to do so as we wade through these perilous times in world history. It really is getting very, very intense. So please continue to support us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Go for a few final news stories here. Now, this story out of the UK, Westminster officials banned Trump from meeting Nigel Farage during UK presidential visit. The Prime Minister's staff organising next week's working visit are working to prevent President Donald Trump from having a meeting with Brexit leader Nigel Farage, according to claims made Tuesday. Now, they've denied it, but again, we have a situation in the UK where we've got skyrocketing crime, stabbings, acid attacks. It only seems to be getting worse as the weather gets warmer. We've got a Brexit deal which the Conservative government, Conservative in name only, has basically betrayed, torn up and incinerated the democratic mandate of the British people. That's what Theresa May should be concentrating on. Instead, she's apparently, according to this report, concentrating on deciding who Nigel Farage can meet in his spare time. No, stick to what you were elected for. Stick to what we voted for back 2 years ago. Stop pussyfooting around deciding what Nigel Farage and Donald Trump get up to. None of your business. Donald Trump can meet whoever the hell he wants while he's here in his own spare private time. Meanwhile, Cameron personally requested Obama's back-of-the-queue Brexit warning. The former key aide to Barack Obama has confirmed David Cameron, former Prime Minister of Britain, of course, personally asked the US President to warn Britain would be back of the queue for a post-Brexit trade deal. Ben Rhodes, an ex-White House advisor, admitted Mr. Obama's dramatic intervention in the EU referendum campaign came at the personal request of the former Prime Minister, which of course happened in April 2016, just 2 months before the Brexit vote, where Obama gave the speech and said the UK is going to be at the back of the queue. Well, it turns out that wasn't the case, because you lost, Hillary Clinton lost. But again, what does this tell us? Foreign meddling, interfering with the democratic process, that's literally what we have here. Actual proof of a foreign power meddling in our sovereign democratic process. Not talking about Russian collusion, I'm talking about Barack Obama scheming with David Cameron to meddle in our democratic process in the UK when it came to Brexit. Bombshell admitted proof of foreign collusion. Is anybody talking about that now? No. Nobody's talking about it. They're still talking about this Mueller investigation. Admitted proof of foreign collusion right there, bang in your face. Meanwhile, talking about Trump, and this ties into Trump because we've got his visit next week in the UK, not an official state visit, because basically the Conservative government is scared that everyone will freak out, which they will because they're complete idiots. There'll be protests. There may indeed be small-scale riots. But over in Turkey, this ties into it, Istanbul police shoot rubber bullets and tear gas sick dogs on gay pride marches in Istanbul. So they banned the gay pride march again, the 16th annual gay pride march like they did for the past 4 years in Istanbul, Turkey. It attracted 100,000 people in 2014. This year, 10,000 people showed up. In fact, only 1,000 showed up. And what did they do? They used tear gas, they used rubber bullets, they used dogs to try to disperse the crowd. Erdogan's thugs also brought out the police dogs. They broke it up, basically pointed guns at the protesters. The video's over at Gateway Pundit if you want to watch it. Who's going to be protesting that? Nobody. Is the LGBT lobby in London going to march on the Turkish embassy in London? No, they're not. They're going to be protesting against Donald Trump, a guy who literally appoints gay people to high positions of influence within his administration, as we saw with the ambassador a couple of months ago. They're going to be protesting the guy who literally waves a rainbow flag around on stage, which happened during his campaign. Are they going to be protesting against the government, against a belief system that persecutes gays on a regular basis, that fires tear gas at them, that fires rubber bullets at them, that sicks dogs at them simply for trying to get out on the streets and have a parade? No, they don't give a damn about that. They give a damn about Trump because they've got Trump derangement syndrome. They're told what to think. Nobody's going to be protesting the anti-gay persecution of people in Istanbul, Turkey, are they? Nobody's going to be marching on the Saudi embassy. Nobody's going to be marching on the Turkish embassy. Complete hypocrisy through and through. Another story out of Breitbart here. In fact, we've got a clip that we can play. This is the Polish lawmaker clip where he basically takes on Kathy Newman, her of So What You're Saying Is fame, with Jordan Peterson, the living meme. He takes her on. Again, she tries to guilt trip him for the fact that Poland hasn't accepted huge swaths of refugees, and she comes off second best. Let's go to this clip.
Let me ask, Mr. How many refugees has Poland taken?
Zero.
And you're proud of that?
If you are asking me, if you are asking me about Muslims' illegal immigration, none, not even one will come to Poland. Not even one if it's illegal. We took over 2 million Ukrainians who are working, who are peaceful in Poland. We will not receive even one Muslim because this is what we promised.
Not about illegal immigrants. I asked about refugees. And Jean-Claude Juncker, the Commission President, says that you're racist. Do you sound proud of the fact that you haven't taken any refugees?
Of course, because this is what our people are expecting from our government. That's number one. This is why our government was elected. But this is why Poland is so safe. This is the reason why we had not even one terrorist attack. Look at the streets in Poland, and we can be called populists, nationalists, racists. I don't care. I care about my family and about my country.
Not many terrorist attacks in Poland, not many giant grooming gangs sweeping the country in Poland, are there? That's interesting, isn't it? And of course the media, and in that case Kathy Newman, use the term refugees when they know that even according to the UN's own figures, the vast majority of these people who they call refugees are not refugees, they're economic migrants. They can only afford to pay the criminal people smugglers in the first place because they've at least got some wealth within their own countries. They're not refugees, they're trying to flee to the European welfare states, and in fact in the process harming their own countries, because a lot of them are essentially middle class within those countries and they're fleeing. Absolutely incredible situation, but the resistance against it is building. Here's a story out of Germany. Thousands of Germans protest against Merkel and migration in Cottbus. After several migrant-related incidents, the people of Cottbus took to the streets Sunday to protest against Merkel's migration policy. German community organization protesters throughout the city, with demonstrators calling out, "Merkel must leave, we are the people, and deport." So there are huge protests going on against this. We have the situation in Italy with Salvini, where him and the Five Star Movement, the coalition government, are hugely popular for instituting these measures whereby they at least have some sense of border security and sovereignty. The populist wave is sweeping Europe. You cannot stop it at this point by merely invoking the words racist or populist or nationalist. It doesn't work. People have rejected your globalism, and that rejection is only going to build. That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. War Room with Owen Schroyer is coming up live. Infowars.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.